Veterans Update: Retirees Gain Access to More Dental Options by Tim Philpott. Military retirees can review online features and monthly premiums for a new set of dental plan options available to them to replace the TRICARE Retiree Dental Plan, TRDP, which expires December 31st. Congress voted 2 years ago to end TRDP and grant 3 million military retiree households access to the same menu of dental plans administered for federal civilian employees by the Office of Personnel Management, OPM. Features of those plans and premium rates for 2019 can be viewed online at tricare.benefeds.com. Retirees will also receive plan information at their last known addresses. They are being offered at least 10 dental plans, but the precise number will vary based on where retirees reside. When military retirees and families decide on the plan best for them, they can enroll during an open season that runs through December 10th. They can choose self-coverage only, self-plus-one coverage, or self- and family coverage, with premiums set accordingly. New plan coverage will begin January 1st. Military retirees will also be eligible, along with other TRICARE beneficiaries, including families of active duty personnel, drilling reserve component personnel and their families, to buy into one of four vision insurance plans offered to federal civilians. For vision insurance, they must first be enrolled in a TRICARE plan. The combined package for military retirees and their families and the vision care-only option for most other TRICARE beneficiaries is more widely known as the Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program, FEDVIP. Patrick Grady, chief of TRICARE Health Plan, coordinated the FEDVIP launch for TRICARE beneficiaries with OPM officials. Grady says it's important that military retirees understand they must take an active role in transitioning from their expiring dental plan to one of the FEDVIP options. They need to get engaged during open season and choose which plan is right for them and their families, Grady says. This isn't a passive approach anymore, but we're excited about the options they'll have to choose from. Nearly 840,000 military retiree households, a total of 1.7 million beneficiaries, relied on TRDP for dental insurance. It was the sole military-backed dental coverage offered to retirees. Delta Dental serviced the contract for the past 5 years. When Congress ordered that military retirees have access to the same robust menu of dental options as federal civilians, it also directed DOD to work with OPM to offer vision insurance options too, and not only to retirees, but other TRICARE beneficiaries. As with TRDP, premiums and cost shares, including deductibles and copayments, are set so that FEDVIP enrollees fully cover program costs. Although OPM administers the menu of plans, the government isn't subsidizing their benefits. Military participants can pay premiums through a post-tax allotment from either their monthly basic pay or retirement pay. The advantage of FEDVIP is the variety of options, Grady says. Some military retirees who work as federal civilians or have spouses who do have complained that total out-of-pocket dental costs will rise. That's because until now, they have been able to secure dual policies using TRDP as first payer and FEDVIP as second payer. That dual coverage option ends December 31st. Dental benefits for active duty members and families will continue to be provided by military treatment facilities or through separate contracts managed by the Defense Health Agency. Reservists and their families will also continue to purchase a premium-based TRICARE dental plan. United Concordia administers these programs. Before beneficiaries shop for a FEDVIP plan, they should verify their personal information in the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System, DEERS, including mailing address, marital status, and number of dependents, Grady says. Retirees and other TRICARE beneficiaries can sign up at tricare.benefeds.com to get alerts when new information on FEDVIP is added. Tim Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for more than 40 years.